The Turkish premier has denounced Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, calling him a mute devil. Recep Tayyip Erdogan says Assad is carrying out attacks on his own people. Erdogan's comment comes as Damascus has repeatedly blamed Ankara for fanning the flames of violence in Syria by sponsoring foreign-backed insurgents there. An Al-Qaeda-affiliated group claims responsibility for a deadly attack in Syria earlier this month, which killed dozens of civilians. The Al-Nusra Front says it carried out the February 6th attack in the Syrian town of Tal Baraq. The group is among several foreign-backed militant groups fighting the Syrian government. In the West Bank, Israeli forces have attacked people protesting the death of a Palestinian detainee in an Israeli jail. Israeli forces used tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse the protesters. Palestinian officials say Arafat Jaradat died under torture by Israeli forces. The Afghan president has ordered the country's defense ministry to kick U.S. special forces out of the volatile provinces of Wardak and Logar within 2 weeks. Hamid Karzai says U.S. special forces and the armed groups they've created are harassing locals and fueling insecurity. Spanish police have arrested dozens of people during disturbances that followed an anti-austerity demonstration in the capital, Madrid. At least 40 people, including police, were injured. Spaniards held nationwide rallies on Saturday to protest harsh spending cuts, corruption, and the privatization of public services. The U.S. Children's Fund says the French-led Born Mali has disrupted the education of some 700,000 kids. The organization says 200,000 children have no access to school. The UNICEF, that is, also says 115 schools in northern Mali have been closed since January. Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps has test-fired cruise missiles on the second day of its ground and air military exercises in the country's southeast. The drills are aimed at testing the latest equipment, maintaining preparedness, and carrying out asymmetric warfare tactics. And an Iranian delegation has arrived in Kazakhstan for talks with the P5 plus one group of countries. The talks are due to be held on Tuesday on a range of topics, including Iran's nuclear energy program. Iran and the P5 plus one last met in Moscow following talks in Turkey and Iraq.